1. Ralph.
One of the most difficult experiences in as far as learning a new accent was when I had to play an English-speaking Dutchman.
Sounds difficult.
Well, they speak very good English, as you know, but their accents are quite distinctive.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the clues as to how to copy them was when I found out that they actually learn a lot of their English through American television. The older school learn it from sort of American tapes and things as well. So when they do speak English, they often have a slight American accent, you know. And a lot of the sounds come through. Mm. And another thing about the Dutch is that the S's are very strong. The S is actually with an esh.
Really?
So when they do speak, they sort of talk with American accents, but a very strong esh sound.
Uh-huh.
So it's quite a weird combination. And it's only through sort of finding out actually how they learn to speak English that I managed to copy them.
God, that's interesting.
2. James.
Well, I once had to do a two-person play, and this was in New York a few years ago, set in South Africa. And luckily for me, I mean, I'd never done a South African accent before at all, and luckily for me, the guy who I was playing opposite was a genuine South African living in New York, and he hadn't lost a trace of his accent. He was really strong South African. And so I just attached myself to him. You know, everywhere he went, I went. And I just listened to him, which was quite difficult because he was a shy guy, but I got him talking. And I suppose the thing I tried to latch on to most of all, because we had very little time to rehearse, was the rhythm. Because certainly African countries, the rhythm when they speak is a very sort of strong characteristic. So, and I also listened to Nelson Mandela whenever he was on the television, which luckily at the time was quite often. So I suppose the things I would... I got a silly little phrase like that he would come up with, like the reason is this, and I would listen to the rhythm of his speech, and sometimes and especially in South Africa there is a kind of a strong rhythm which is very often not an English smooth rhythm, but it sort of has it's like a sort of wave like rhythm. So it, for example, let me think of a line like, "You look hot. What on earth have you been doing?" So it would, I don't know, I suppose that you'd listen to a particular, you latch onto one thing like the rhythm, and you go with that.
Version 2. 1. Danica.
Well, I had to... play the part of a woman who'd been inside in prison for 17 years and had come from a very poor area in London.
Mm.
And living in London myself, I thought, well, that's going to be pretty easy. I'll just listen to the accents around me. But actually, there's so many different dialects of a London accent itself. You've got the North London accent, South London, West and East.
Oh, yes.
So having listened to all sorts of different London accents, which I taped on my cassette player and then played back, I was getting very confused. So I actually enlisted the help of one of the voice coaches and teachers that had taught me at drama school.
Right.
And phoned her up and said, I want to make this character South London. Mm. What are the vowel sounds and can you give them to me? And she phonetically gave me the different vowel sounds, and that was really useful to me. And in fact, then I worked on specific sounds. But oddly enough, I do find the London accent itself and all the sort of Thames estuary, quite difficult.
Yeah.
Just because there's so much variation in them.
Right.
And so, you know, the sounds that I was having to teach myself were, well, for instance, to be less aware of my consonants. So, you know, dustbin became dustbin.
Right.
And glottal stops, glottal stops. Actually, it's quite an ugly sound if you... Sort of lose the consonants and sort of start putting in these glottal stops, like bottle becomes bottle.
Right.
And also stretching and bending the vowel sounds so that you get, you know, I was going down the pub instead of I was going down. I was going down there.
Right.
Out instead of out.
Two. Federer.
Yeah, I came to England 8 years ago from Australia to train as an actor and had my full Australian accent when I came over. And I had to make a decision quite early on to learn to speak English English accent, which meant a change in vocabulary in some cases, as well as a new concentration on consonants and vowels that I'd never paid any attention to before, because the normal Australian accent is really quite lazy.
Yeah.
And we speak quite slowly and it's quite kind of flat and we don't use the mouth very much. And also have the tendency to go up at the end of sentences, so you make everything into a question. And that's not the English way at all. In fact, they're quite the opposite and they tend to fall off the end of sentences. So I had to learn really new musicality. Basically, I had to become a whole lot more fit in the mouth region, so that I could make the sounds that that the English make and the Australians don't. And I suppose the mistakes I still make are in diphthong vowels, ow and o and I, and especially on tiny little words like it and is, because the English will pronounce them it, and I'll say it.
Yeah,
and completely ignore it altogether. But it's been a very interesting experience, kind of learning a new way of speaking. Yes, and I had to really take it on board in my everyday life, not just reserve it as a special voice for the stage.
All right.